to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Fantasy Coins and Bars. You get both of those. And we have the mastermind behind the campaign. We have Tim with us today. How's it going, Tim?
Pretty good.
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and about what you do behind Fantasy Coins.
I am the founder of Fantasy Coin, and we started about 2010, just kind of perfecting the making of coins, and that's pretty much it. We just kind of went from there over the next 4 years to be where we are now.
Awesome. So you have the Kickstarter. We have, tell us a little bit about the Kickstarter and how everything came about.
Well, last year we did a Kickstarter for the first set of coins, and we learned a lot about that, and we have a lot of returning backers this year, and we're using a lot of their ideas, and they wanted more bars and gems and little trinkets and stuff, so we're trying to bring that to them.
Yeah, that's really cool. And, you know, it's not often, you know, on Kickstarter we have lots of games, but yours is kind of like a game accessory. So, but it's really cool because you can use these coins for pretty much any type of the games that use any type of currency. And, you know, it's good for even those people that are role-playing or even LARPing as well. So that's cool. It gives you definitely a different experience when you're holding real metal coins in your hand than, you know, some sort of other version, whether it be a cardboard thing with a tabletop game or something like that. So it's really cool. I mean, it's awesome that you guys wanted to go forth and do that. So how did you come up with some of the designs and the routes you wanted to go with the different types of coins and bars?
Well, we tried to make something for everybody. LARPers have always been our biggest base of customers, and we try to make everything as non-denominational, and so you can use it for the widest variety of things possible, including board games and RPs, tabletops, and LARPs, even movie production. So we try to hit up all the elements, and of course we had dragons and dwarves and elves, every fantasy theme that we can think of that we can put into our budget.
Definitely. You've also incorporated not just coins and bars, but you have like gems and, you know, diamonds and stuff like that as well, correct?
Yes, we are now making small gems made of glass instead of resin. They're a little bit harder. They're actually harder than the coins, so you can carry them in the same pouch.
Nice.
but we can't... We can't legally call them rupees, but we make hex gems.
I understand. Right. They're hex gems, but they look very close to rupees.
Well,
so.
Luckily, a lot of games use that same hex gem design. So
yes, exactly. Well, and I also noticed with the new campaign that you kind of cater to a couple of specific tabletop games like Lords of Waterdeep. I see you have the coins that represent that you would use in that game, and that's one of the options that you can get, correct?
Yes, that was requested during the last campaign, so I decided to do it, and someone kind of jumped in front of me and did it on Kickstarter, but we just did it anyway, since we already had it.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, and they look great, so there's nothing wrong with that, and obviously there's lots of people that still want it from you because of the, like you said, your loyal customers and people that are familiar with you, so that's definitely. And so, are you also the person that's in charge of doing all the graphic design behind the coins, or do you have a small team involved?
I hire independent artists. I usually find on guru.com or Odesk, but I think I found one a long time ago through avatarart.com. I don't think the company's still around, but he's my first artist, and he's always been like my best artist. So
that's really cool. So what would you say is your favorite set that you've come up with?
I would say probably the Forge Master set. Just another okay. Dwarven design.
Yeah. And yeah, and I really like the Forge Master set, how you can kind of like link them all together and make cool designs with just the coins like that. So that's pretty cool too.
Yeah, that was my favorite one.
So you mentioned that you had a lot of people requesting for more bars. Are those people that are those LARPers or just other people that are wanting actual, you know, gold bars and other things like that?
A lot of them are LARPers, but a lot of board game people wanted them too to use as to hold down gaming mats or for just display or even as a large like a high quantity. So if you're thousands of gold or something.
Oh, I like that. I think that's cool. And I guess I never thought about them just being like a really fancy paperweight or something like that. Okay. So, but that's really cool too. So as of today, when we're recording, you actually have 4 days left on the Kickstarter. So we're on the very bitter end here, but you guys are successfully funded and then some. And so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So was this a different experience than your first Kickstarter, or was it kind of the same? What was maybe some of the different things that happened this time than your previous one?
Well, I think there was some difference in the funding. On average, I was higher on this project than it was last, but I didn't have an audience last time. But I seem to generate more. However, I don't want to speak too soon during the last time. that usually happens during the last 3 days, and things get really crazy when the 48-hour notice goes out.
Definitely. You have that one last marketing push there at the end to be like, hey, don't forget you can get this awesome stuff.
Yes, right. Also, I think I have changed my strategy for fulfillment. And the pledge management. Last year I used BackerKit.
Okay.
But this year I'm going to be using our own website. I was just missing one piece of coding that would allow me to do it on my own. So instead of paying BackerKit $1,000 and having less functionality, I would just keep it all in-house.
Great. And you know, and I noticed that you have done at least some advertising and other aspects to get people to go to your Kickstarter. Like, for example, I heard your advertisement on a podcast called The Morning Stream.
Yes.
And with the Frog Pants Network. And so I was, you know, and I had already seen your Kickstarter on Kickstarter because I frequent there to find awesome people like yourself to talk to. But I also heard it there. I'm like, oh, yeah. And then, Scott Johnson and Brian, they have highly recommended, you know, things to say about your product, and so that's definitely pretty awesome. Have you felt that has been a benefit to your Kickstarters, doing extra advertising rather than just, you know, what some people do, like doing a big social media push or so forth?
Yeah, I think so. you can't be somebody else's endorsement. Especially, you know, Scott Johnson, he has a large listener base. And actually, the very first coin that I designed was for the Frog Pants Network. It was for the Obey Henry and Fear Steve.
You did the Obey Henry one.
Yes.
Yeah, I have that coin.
Oh, all right.
So I can say it's great quality stuff. There you go.
Thank you. But I also think that I have a few other marketing legs out there. I do some Twitter advertisements. I kind of set a budget for that, and I promote specific tweets. But then I also I don't do Facebook advertising per se, but I try to get on there and promote it. And I also have somebody helping me with that, our social media manager, so to speak.
There you go. So with this being your second Kickstarter, would you recommend to other people maybe thinking of doing a Kickstarter to do that extra little bit of advertising to have that in their budget to do so?
Yes, I would. I think the last time they really helped me get in contact with all the media, whether it be a blog or, you know, a big name website, was to go through Prefundia. They have a marketing program there. I think I paid like $300. And they did all the legwork. They went out and got relevant contacts. They got me like over 200 contacts that I could email or check out their website and submit some stuff and send them press releases or ask them if they want samples. And I always had just boxes waiting to be mailed out for samples so they can review them. And I think that helped out. I think last year I got a mention by Geek Dad and a few other, you know, tabletop and role-playing websites. And it seemed to go over pretty well.
Yeah, I think I actually think I saw this Kickstarter mentioned on Geek Dad as well. So, so they're, I love their website. They do a really good job. So we know this is going to, people are going to get their coins. Like we said, you're well successfully funded. When do you have in your plan to have this out to the backers?
I would say September, unless there's some sort of weird delay, but I don't see that happening. I can go pretty much directly into production. I've already got them kind of preparing all their the molds and everything to be ready. As soon as we get all the orders in, we can go right into production. And that for this amount of coins, let's say it's 1 million coins, you know, it could take 2 to 3 months to just do the coins. And then you get the packaging, and then you get the shipping, which takes a month, depending.
Yeah.
Last year, well, I think it only...
That's still pretty quick, though, to get... if you're shooting for September, that's pretty awesome.
Yep. That's we were delayed last year because of the some delays in the Los Angeles port.
The strike going on?
Yes, and we barely got in front of that, but we were still delayed a good month. And then, for some reason, our fulfillment company just wanted to hold them for another month before they started shipping them, which is...
Oh, that was nice of them.
Yes, I know. But I couldn't just fly out to California and do it myself, you know, break into the company. But that's what we're doing ourselves this time.
Cool. No, that's awesome. And that's exciting. I mean, get it in September and everything is just going pretty, I don't want to say smoothly because I don't want to jinx you or anything, but everything seems to be going according to plan on at least my side of perspective.
Yeah, I don't see anything. I don't foresee anything happening. Bad.
That's awesome. Well, Tim, thanks for being on the show today. I know that, especially with only 4 days left to go in the campaign, you are a busy man, and I appreciate you taking time out of your crazy Kickstarter schedule to come on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Awesome. And why don't you tell people where they can find more out about your company and about the Kickstarter?
Well, you can search for Fantasy Coins on Kickstarter, or you could go to fantasycoinhq.com. And I have links to the Kickstarter page there as well. And you can also check out all of our old stuff. And after the Kickstarter ends, actually, I will be opening up pre-orders in case anybody doesn't want to back the Kickstarter but still wants a few things. They could place the order during a week after the Kickstarter. But then you're still going to have to wait until, you know, September. But, you know.
Well, that's very generous of you to catch those people that are maybe straggling behind or didn't hear about it until it was too late. So that's cool to give them a little bumper there at the end.
Right, yeah. We had a few of those happen last year. And actually, I think last year it was an extra, like, 30,000 after sales, like, after the Kickstarter.
Oh, wow.
So you can't shut them out.
Cool. Well, I'll make sure to keep on pushing it during that bumper week then.
Thank you.
Yeah, so thanks again, Tim, and I appreciate your time once again, and good luck with all your future projects that you'll have with Fantasy Coins.
Thank you.
And thanks to Dan Patrice for our intro and outro. You can find him at the Geek All Stars, and he talks a lot about tabletop games, and he can give you great information about that as well. And until next time, back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.